Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Olive Podcast Little Black Book bonus episode. Listen on to hear this week's guest share the hit list for eating, drinking, shopping and travel. I'm back with Kate Hall, and in the main episode this week we talked all about using your freezer to save money, time and avoid waste. Now she's going to share her Little Black Book recommendations with us. Okay, Kate, so let's start with a cool UK foodie city or town that you love.
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't get out a huge amount these days. I've got two small kids. So really, because I'm now based down in the south, it's London. Yeah. It has to be London. And what I would say is I don't have a favourite place, but I love meeting up with my friends from university because they still live in London and they will always have an amazing recommendation of, you know, we have to head. Like we went, I went with an old friend to Gunpowder in Tower Bridge. And oh my word, just, you know, it's not what you get to, you know, it's beyond what you get to experience when, you know, you've got the normal day-to-day grind of two small kids and, you know, what will they eat? To be able to go out and enjoy a meal like that is just, yeah, phenomenal.
I love that. Okay. And then maybe a surprising European or worldwide destination discovery.
I had to think back a little bit for
That's
this
okay.
one because my travels are pretty limited. But I went with a friend a few years ago to Ticino in the south of Switzerland, the Italian part of Switzerland. And I can still taste the tomatoes in the caprese salad. Like, I remember sitting and having this meal and just being like, this is what it's supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
Like, this is what food is supposed to taste like. So after years, I was a hideously fussy eater as a child. So my palate was very limited.
Yeah.
And when I finally started to try different foods, you know, I really struggle with, like, well, what's all the fuss about tomatoes? Or, like, I don't get it. And then going to somewhere where it was just so beautifully ripened and so perfectly served.
You suddenly got it.
Was like, oh, this is what it's about. I get it now. So Ticino in the south of Switzerland, just, yeah, phenomenal food.
Wow.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Amazing. Okay, so where would you host your last supper and what dish would you eat?
It was really tempting with this to think about somewhere really swanky and, like, you know, somewhere that you'd go, oh, I'd never go there because it's so expensive and I can't justify it, and or I'm only going to go there for a special occasion. And actually, in reality, when I really thought about it, there is a chain called The Lounges, and they also come under the banner The Cozy Club. So in Manchester, it's a cozy club. I think there's about 200 across the UK now, so it's getting quite big. But what I love about it, like, they're very, it's a very relaxed atmosphere. It's very kind of quirky kind of setting. But the menus cater so well for gluten-free, which I am. And my dad's celiac. And also vegan. They serve kids. They're dog friendly. And I just think, you know, it's like when I actually stop and think about, like, a last supper, what I want is friends, family, everyone together in a relaxed atmosphere with really nice food. Like, it's really tasty. The Miami brunch and the Mexican Super Bowl are, like, my two where I'm like, I get there. And it's so hard because as somebody that's gluten-free, you usually get to a restaurant and you go, okay, well, I'll have the steak. There is so little choice.
Really? Wow.
So to actually go to a restaurant and have an entire menu to yourself, it's like, oh, where do I even start?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just have one of everything, please. Yeah. So I think in answer to the thing of, you know, what would you order? Like, one of everything.
Yeah, I love that.
Everything.
Tell us about your favourite pub and what makes it special for you.
There is a pub called The Plough in Ainsford in Kent. And I get, like, you know, it's a nice pub. It's not overly fancy, but a nice setting and everything. But the thing I love about it, you've got the pub downstairs. There's fine dining upstairs if you fancy something a bit fancier. But then there is a ford outside, a little river.
Oh, lovely.
And the kids can paddle in it. So in the summer, you've got this little grass bank, so you can go for a lovely, you know, nice Sunday lunch, or they do sort of barbecues and things every so often. So you go for a nice relaxed lunch, and then you can sit out on the grass, have an ice cream or some cold drinks or something, and just let the kids play in the river. And it's all closed off, so it's safe. You know, there's nowhere for them to go. And just that thing, it just brings back so many memories as a kid of just, you know, getting into into bodies of water and just paddling around.
It sounds absolutely idyllic.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
I love that. On to your favourite bakery and what your repeat order is.
Again, this was a tricky one because, you know, gluten-free.
Yeah.
I miss baked food so much. It's been about 12, 13 years. But the Free From Bakehouse in Borough Market is amazing. I mean, I can't say I have a regular thing because, like, every time I go,
find something different.
Yeah, you're just like, what can I try today? But their sea salt brownies are amazing, and they do little bites. So rather than having a massive brownie, you can just have a little square and you can freeze them. So, you know, a little, like, freeze the brownies, have them straight from the freezer with a hot coffee is an amazing treat. So, yeah, the Free From Bakehouse, Borough Market.
And actually, the next question is, do you have a favourite coffee shop? And what's your order?
So if I come into London, I really like Café Bohème. I think it's Old Compton Street. It's in Soho. And I like, I mean, I just have just a black coffee. I've switched. I used to be, and this still confuses me and blows my mind, because I used to be skinny vanilla latte,
wow,
please. It's a heck of a change, but just in the last sort of 3 or 4 months, I've just discovered, actually, if you drink nice coffee, it's really nice. So at home, I'll have a press, because I just realised it's like, I'm working from home. I can do
you
that
can make
quite
a nice
easily,
coffee,
actually. So I just have a black coffee, but I like Café Bohème because it just takes me back that, like, when I was about 17, I spent a year obsessed with Paris. My brother lived there.
Yeah.
And I lost count of the amount of times that I went out to visit him. Like, it was just the most wonderful summer of indulgence and excitement. Aww. And just being, because I never did the backpacking thing. No. I never did the big adventures. So, like, that was my just over the water adventure.
Paris is beautiful as well. It's so much to discover there.
That's the thing, that you sit in there and it is like you're transported. And just watching the people outside walk by, it's a slice of my past. So it's lovely.
And finally, do you have a favourite specialist shop?
Not hugely. I mean, I would say that for things like, my husband really likes sauces and sort of different pastes and things. And there's a lady called Dominique Wolfe. Was on the Great Cookbook Challenge and won. But she, Dominique's sauces, I have been buying from Instagram before she was on the telly. I remember when I saw her on the telly, it was like, hang on a minute, I know you. What are you doing in my TV? They're just so tasty. And it's great because there's a range of flavours. So I'm not very good with spice, but my husband absolutely loves
the
jalapeno.
Range, yeah.
Like, he absolutely loves it. So I'd always go to her for any sauces and things. And then I don't massively have specific kit that I use, but I did mention the freezer trays before.
Yeah.
And for freezer trays and organisation and things, I would always go with iDesign.
Okay.
So they do just really good quality that's not going to, you know, it's not going to shatter. So many different variations on sizes. It's really nice quality stuff, and it's not horribly expensive either, but it's worth the investment.
That's a great shout. Yeah. Great recommendations. Thanks very much, Kate.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.